Yo, 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 this is Cam.
This is Greg, and you're listening to
The City of Savages Podcast,
where we talk about getting after your dreams after work.
What are you doing from 5 to 9? Let's go.
Let's get it.
All right, what's up, man?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
Nothing. All right, everyone, we rolling. Welcome to episode 1 of the City of Savages podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Cam, and my co-host next to me here. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
It's your boy, Greg, man. What's going on, everybody? First off, just want to thank you for tuning in to the City of Savages podcast. We are looking forward to giving you guys this content, man, and we just want to say thank you for taking your time out to listen. So without further ado, we're about to get into this thing. But as my co-host said, my name is Greg, and I'm originally from West Columbia, South Carolina. A lot of people don't claim West Columbia as like part of the metro, but it definitely is considered the metro of South Carolina. Yeah, born and raised there, but I currently reside in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, Cam, where you from, bro?
Born and raised in South Carolina as well, from Greenville, aka all the corny names we have for Greenville, G Vegas, whatever you want to call it. but that's where I'm from. Currently reside in Columbia, the metro, or West Columbia, really. But yeah, that's where we at. Hey, we here doing our thing. So let's go. Let's get into it, man. We are recording on Tuesday night. It's election night and we pretty late. So if you're hearing this, it's probably too late for you to vote. So I hope you already did.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cam, did you vote, man?
Yeah, I did. What about you?
Oh, I definitely voted, man. Got to. It's too much going on in this country to not vote, to not use my voice, too many people before me made too many sacrifices not to. So, you know, I definitely had to make my voice heard for sure.
Yeah, man, I 100% agree. 100%. Definitely got to, man. And this election here is vital. So no matter who you believe in or who you're rooting for, super important, man. So I think.
Absolutely.
You know, based on the results I'm looking at now, it looks like turnout was crazy across the nation. So I know in South Carolina, the turnout was crazy. It looked like we have over 1 million voters just in South Carolina reporting already, and we're only at like 60% or something like that. So, yeah, definitely. This one's going to be a big one for sure. I'm interested to see what the results hold. Right now, it looks like Biden is winning, at least on the electoral side, but he is down on the popular vote at the moment. So, you know, of course, all the states haven't reported yet. So we still wait on the West Coast to come in at this time. What you think? What's your prediction, Greg? What you think gonna happen here?
Man, it's too early to tell. Just as you said, you know, just as you touched on, this election is vital. But it's a dead heat currently. You know, I've been kind of tuning in here and there. Honestly, I voted early. So I didn't get a chance to get out there today on election day, but shout out to everyone that did and that was, you know, waiting and standing in line for hours to make your vote count and your voices heard, man. Salute to you all, to everyone that voted early, absentee, valid, mailing in, whatever you did to make your vote count, man. Just salute to you all. But it's just a dead heat right now. And I think it just shows just, you know, how much our country just, you know, feels as far as like, you know, one side versus the other. But it's too early to tell. I know, as I said, I currently reside in Charlotte. And as I was looking earlier at some of the media coverage, it was basically saying that 97% of Charlotte's vote came in on the early vote this year. Wow. So, yeah, so that's pretty huge. And they got that reporting as soon as the polls closed. So For North Carolina, it's a battleground state. I do know that. The same for Ohio. And right now, as we're recording this, it's too early to tell for both of those states. So the same as, you know, it is for those two states. I think that's the same way it is for, you know, the entire country right now. I think it's just a deadlock. So we'll see. But I really have no estimation as far as who's going to win currently. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, man, you're definitely right. And right now, the way it's looking, I'm going to be real. I got my money on Biden the way it's looking. If I was a betting man, that's who I'm going to put my money on right now. So, but it's still kind of early, so we're going to see what happens. But I do want to, man, give you credit. Kudos for going out voting early and everybody else who did, you know, good job on that. I went and voted today. So, you know, one thing about living in West Columbia, being primarily like a red, you know, side of town, I don't have to really worry about, I haven't had an issue with, you know, voter suppression tactics. So my voting place, I literally walked in, you know, even today, I drove past there this morning. It looked kind of busy this morning, but I went back at lunchtime and I literally walked in, went straight to the voting thing and was right out. So less than 5 minutes, man. So no long line from me, luckily. And that's probably—
Hey, man, that's good news.
Yeah, and a lot of that probably had to do with how many people voted early, so yeah, who knows, man. But yeah, good job for everybody who did go out and vote, whether you did it today or when you did it early.
Absolutely. And just as you said, man, you know, you got out there, so whether you got out there early, and like I said, or you did an absentee ballot, or, you know, you went today, you still voted, and so that's all that matters, you know what I mean? So and that's all everybody can ask, but That's the biggest, you know, biggest part there. You know, we made our voices heard. So
absolutely. But let's move on, man. Hey, I want to, with this being the first episode, we want to definitely let y'all know how this thing gonna go and how we doing it. So,
yes, sir.
You know, our show, City of Savages, we're all about talking to people who doing things out here in the world outside of their jobs, outside of the 9-to-5, the regular 9-to-5, you know. I know a lot of y'all doing great things. A lot of us are doing great things during our jobs, but what are you doing afterwards? What are you doing to hone your own dreams? You know, if you're not in your dream job, what are you doing to capture your dreams? So, you know, some of us are doing that after work. Some of us are doing it before work. So we want to talk to the people who are doing certain things outside of work and using their really being creative and using their talents more so than, you know, the traditional path. And, you know, those are people that we want to talk to. So that's really what this show is all about. We got a couple of several segments that we're going to bring y'all, and y'all get an introduction to it today.
Yeah. And as Cam said, you know, I think that when we bring on in the future, when we bring on special guests and, you know, subject matter experts, man, you know, hopefully, you know, we can bring on some folks that can bring you guys some tools and, you know, some you know, just some information that you can use to just kind of help build your brand, you know, aside from, you know, going to work every day, just as, you know, just like everyone is having to do. But the key to what we want to bring to you guys with this podcast is basically, you know, how you can take your side hustle to big business. You know what I mean? And we're going to get into it, man. We're going to try to bring you guys some gems. We're going to try to drop some knowledge for y'all, and we're going to have some fun while we do it too. So
absolutely. And I'm excited to get into it. So the first few guests that we're going to have are going to be great, and they're going to give us some real good stuff. So, and I hope y'all ready for it. Stay tuned in this episode and further on, because you're going to definitely enjoy it. But let's move on, Greg. Let's go to the next segment of the show. Let's go into the Savage of the Week. And you already know. So the Savage of the Week is when we bring you the person or group of people who are either doing something, participating in some savagery, or just doing something great, man. and doing something noteworthy. And this,
right, right.
You know, and this week I got to give the Savage of the Week to all of the campaigners, the volunteers who are on these campaigns, because I don't know about y'all, but I've gotten a million texts today. And and if I showed y'all my missed call log, you would just shake your head. I got so many missed calls. I'm like, dang, man. Where are these missed calls coming from? But I already know it's these campaigners. Right after I'm getting the text, man. So they've been on it. They've been on it for the last few months, really. But today they've been going ham, dog. So
facts.
Facts. So Savage of the Week, the campaign volunteers. Hey, y'all definitely did. Y'all got y'all's y'all internship hours worthy and volunteer hours worthy for sure. They're working hard.
And you know they I got a couple too, man, and you know they really going after it, man. They sending paragraphs, bro. Facts. It's not just I'm with the text I'm getting. It's not just a you know a what you doing text. It's not a WYD. It's straight up. Is this Gregory? Gregory, have you voted? And if you haven't voted, do you know where your precinct is? I'm like, do you want a blood sample as well?
Right.
Like you know so. Which is good, but at the same time, they've been on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like straight. I think you know if it was a man or woman and somebody DM, they would be thirsty because they'd be on it. You know what I mean? So
facts up.
But nah, seriously. So they've definitely been on some savagery this week for real.
Hey, the way they've been hitting me up, man. I'm expecting in a couple of years I'm gonna get a hey big head text from them.
Hey. Oh, that's hilarious.
But
that's funny.
Yeah, man. But hey, the way it's looking right now, one of the biggest ones is Jamie Harris' campaign, man. His folks been blowing me up, dog.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I was really rooting for him and thought he had a shot against Lindsey Graham the way things were the way his campaign was looking, but looking at the results right now, it ain't looking too good, man. He got a great turnout. He really did, but He's down pretty good against Lindsey Graham right now. So South Carolina's only about 50% or so returning right now. So we'll see how it turns out, man. But yeah. Either way it goes, he put up a hell of a campaign, man. So I gotta give him credit for that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I got a few from him as well, and you know, definitely. You know, it's not over yet, but as you said, all you can do is, you know, tip your hat to him because it was a good campaign for sure.
Absolutely, man. But yeah, let's move on, man. The main topics for today. Yo, I wanted to go into some of those questions that me and you talked about before. And
yes.
we dropped some questions on the gram to some of our followers to kind of get some feedback and get an idea so we could figure out, you know, where people at with reaching their dreams, kind of what type of things that they're thinking, so that we can bring y'all some good content moving forward. So I thought what better way to start on this first episode than to just go over those questions and tell y'all what everybody's thinking, you know, as far as how they're feeling about their dreams. So Greg, I know you dropped a question. What was your question and what were those results looking like?
Yes, absolutely. So, as Cam said, we dropped questions on Instagram, and basically, you know, we just wanted to gauge with you guys, you know, the best way to give, the best information is based off of what you guys tell us. You know what I mean? So, and the question I had posed on IG basically was, are you working in your passion at your current job, right? And I got some good feedback from my followers that I have, and basically it was 35% of my followers that did, you know, actually engage in the poll. It was 35% they did say yes, they are working in their passion at their current job. 65% said no, they're not currently working in their passion at their current job. So 65% versus 35%. It is, you know, a significant, you know, you know, as far as the numbers, but at the same time, 35%, I do, you know, think that that's a good number of followers. And again, this isn't going off of everyone that, you know, all of my follower accounts. There's only a select few that, you know, chose to participate, but 35% is a good number. And it just, you know, goes to show that a lot of us are, in fact, working into, you know, in our passions. But 65% show that a lot of us are not, you know what I mean? And so that's kind of what we wanted to gauge, you know. Are we at, you know, in a job where we're working towards our passion, where we feel like we're doing something where, you know, even though we're getting paid and this is how we make a living, do we feel like we're actually working? Because if it's a passion, we don't really feel like we're working. You know what I mean? We feel like this is something that we're doing, that our heart is into it. And, you know, this is what we were built for. This is what we were made for. So so that was the kind of the results I got from that camp.
Okay. Nice, nice. Yeah, man. So I posed a couple of questions up. And the first question I posted was about distractions. Mm-hmm. You know, so I asked my followers, what is distracting you from pursuing your dreams outside of your 9-to-5? And I got a lot of interesting answers. And some of those, I want to bring them up here. So a couple of things, you know, one funny answer, I got a response, too many parties. So, you know, for y'all youngins, the ones still in your 20s, that might right. be an issue for you. We ain't got those problems over here.
Right.
But, yeah, somebody said societal rules, which I thought was an interesting one. I got a couple folks talked about, you know, their kids or them being parents.
Facts.
And, you know, or spending time with loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then also got, you know, one person said that themselves and just a lack of discipline was a distraction for them. So
that's good.
A lot of interesting answers there. So Greg, what would you say is your biggest distraction when it comes to you, you know, pursuing your dreams and the things that you want to do outside of work?
That's a good question, man. I probably resonate with the last one the most, maybe kids. Because, you know, I got two boys, you know, myself, man. And aside from my, you know, my day job and what I do from 8-to-5, 9-to-5, however you want to put it, you know, I'm wearing the parent cap and the teacher cap, too, because of this pandemic, you know. So you know, this is something that we are all experiencing for the first time. This is definitely something that, you know, we have had to adjust to. When I say we, I mean everyone within the country, you know, whether you know, white, black, brown, or blue, you know, everyone has had to kind of deal with this adjustment. So for me, I think that falls under distractions because, you know, you have to just give more time and attention to other things. So what about you?
No. Hey man, I'm with you 100%. So I think that I resonate with two of those, two of the people that answer that question. And one is just, you know, parenting, you know, the kids are spending time with your loved ones. If I put those all in the same category,
right.
But, you know, that one. So, you know, myself, I got a little girl as well. And just being daddy when you get home, man, it's a totally different thing. So, you know, you got that other mouth to feed, that other responsibility. You got to entertain them, you got to feed them. So, you know, once you get off at night, that's what you got to do. That's your first priority, right? So, you know, that kind of puts a little bit of a spread on some of my time, you know, immediately after work. So that's one of the biggest things. And then I think the second thing would be really just myself or a lack of discipline. So And I would even put consistency into that. So, because I can be disciplined some days, but I'm not disciplined every day like I need to be.
Right.
So, you know, I think those are probably the biggest things for me. So, you know, if I had to, say what is the thing that's going to help me move the needle, I would say, you know, just changing that lack of discipline, being more disciplined and consistent, so that when I do have time outside of the parenting aspect, spending time with my little girl, that I'm not wasting that time on, you know, watching Netflix or whatever. So,
and it's funny you said that, man. I agree with everything you said, bro. The discipline part, I think what stood out to me, is what you said, is like the consistency portion. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. I mean, we can put our best foot forward one day and, you know, have these goals written down. But if we don't stay consistent and do it each and every day, you know, it's easy to fall off, or, you know, I think it falls under procrastination too. You know, that's definitely something that kind of holds me back sometimes. You know, just putting things on the back burner, saying, you know, get to it tomorrow. But, tomorrow doesn't wait for anyone. You know what I mean? That's good, especially the discipline portion. I feel like that's definitely something that I can include for myself as well. So,
okay, yeah, for sure. And the next question I had, I found very interesting, because the results wasn't quite what I thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked my followers, when are you most productive? And I gave two options. You're an early riser, you're productive in the morning, or are you a night owl, you're most productive late at night? And, you know, I was very surprised. So it turns out, I thought most people would say that they're night owls, but actually most people said that they're early risers and they're most productive in the morning. So it was 65-35. So that kind of give you an idea what that spread looked like, when the majority of the people were on that early side. So where you at, Greg? You on the early side or you a night owl?
I'm kind of in between, if you want me to be honest with you. Any given day. Now, as I've gotten older, I've become more of a morning person. Mm-hmm. I haven't always been a morning person, but I feel like that happened after having kids. My boys tend to wake up pretty early, man, honestly. But I found that if I can get up between the 4 and 6 o'clock hours, if I can make that up, then I can have, at least 2 hours of quietness where I can focus on, you know, something productive. And it can be personal, it can be professional, whatever it may be, but it's quiet time. But at the same time, I could be, you know, it could be hard for me to get up. And so I'll use the time after work after the, you know, kids have gone to bed and it's quiet time as well. So I'm kind of in between on that, man. What about you? What's your most productive time?
You know, that one's kind of hard for me. I would say both, because I think that I'm probably more of a night owl, but these days I tend to be exhausted by the time it hits like 10 o'clock. I'm ready to go to bed. So,
right.
But the funny thing is the nights that I stay up late and I'm focusing in the zone, I get a lot done staying up late. So I'm super productive in that time. And then because I end up staying up late a lot of nights, I don't like to wake up early. But again, it's when I do wake up early, man, I can be very productive in those first few hours, those early morning hours. So really, I would say both. And I think what it comes down to is that time period where everybody else is asleep.
Right.
And it's just quiet.
Right.
You know,
right.
Everybody else in the house is asleep. But even outside, you know, it ain't nothing else you can do except, you know, do the work, you know, focus. It's quiet inside and outside. And I don't know, the mind is just laser focused for me. So, You know, I like that.
Yeah, can I ask you a question? So,
yeah.
Do you find that if you have something that you you have written down for a goal that particular day, and you're exhausted, right? You know, it's 10 o'clock. You're like, man, like I'm beat. Like I've had a long ass day at work, or I've had this or that happen, and I just want to lay down. You know, I'm tired. Let's just start it over. But if you can push yourself to get it done, do you find yourself sleeping better at night? Like knowing like that's out the way, or it doesn't matter?
Yes and no. So two things with that. You know, when I do push through, it's the funny thing, when I do push through and I get something, and I make myself get something done and I'm productive, it kind of gives me a high and I start riding off that. So I want to do something else.
I got you.
You know, so at that point I'm like, oh man, I got that done. I could do something else right now.
Right,
and
right.
I got, and the wheels turning. So it is kind of keeping me up later than I intended to stay up. But at the same time, yeah, definitely. When I do finally lay down, I feel good knowing that I got a lot done and I got done, you know, that goal that I intended to do. So yeah, man, I would say a little bit of both, you know. But it's easy it's easy also to be like, you know what, I'll do it tomorrow. That's when that procrastination comes in. So,
right.
You know, I had a mentor or coach from one of my old jobs tell me that they use this term, eat the frog. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it refers to do the things that you don't want to do first.
Right. Know?
And then it's harder to procrastinate or put those things off, because it's as your day goes forward, you get later into the day, your willpower starts to diminish. So it's harder to do the hard things later in the day a lot of times. Unless, like I said, you can reset yourself at night and push yourself into another zone.
That's good, man. That's real good. No, I've never heard that phrase before, but I had to write it down because that's good stuff. So
yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, for me and all my jobs, it's always been, you know, believe it or not, you know, we talking right now, but I don't particularly like to talk to people. I'm kind of introverted, so I sometimes hate picking up the phone to even call people. So when it comes to eating a frog, that's usually the thing that I want to do first. If I got to make phone calls, I need to do it early in the morning, because later in the day it's so hard, hard for me to do it. You know? So even sometimes people call me and I'll be like, nah, I'll hit them up later. And then later come and I just don't even feel like hitting them back. And I'll be like, you know what? I will talk to them tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
So, but yeah, man. Yeah.
What some other question that you posed as well to IG or?
Nah, man, that was it. Those are the two. But you know, I thought those were very interesting. We got some interesting answers. So, you know, some of those things I think we can definitely carry forward. And you know, as we drop in gems and telling people, give some people, you know, advice, or getting some advice from our guests, and we kind of know what direction to ask some of these questions to people based on, you know, where the preferences are, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. And no, the only reason I asked is, you know, I was just going to see or ask you which one you thought, you know, was something that we could, you know, just kind of have some food for thought on. But the eat the frog, I actually thought that was a good piece, you know, as well, to kind of leave, and something that we can build off on as well, because that's some advice I'm going to take personally as well, because sometimes I tend to put the hard things off too, instead of like tackling that first in the day. But I think that not only applies to what we can do, you know, as far as, you know, within our jobs, but, you know, and what we're doing outside of our jobs on, you know, building our businesses, but just, you know, everything. So.
For sure. Hey, that's what's up, man. So Look, I think for the first episode, we've said a lot as a little preview for our guests here. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. What's your you got a thought of the day or something you want to leave our guests?
Yeah, I just want to say, within this time, just dealing with everything that we're going through, the election, this pandemic and everything, just, you know, protect your peace. First off, I just want to say again, thank you guys for, you know, listening in to us. I'm looking forward to this season. We got a lot of special things happening for you guys, man. And everything that we do is going to be based off of, you know, our interaction with you guys and the feedback that we have for you, because this is to help not only, you know, only you guys, but it's to help us as well. And we're just going to continue to build, man. And protect your peace. And so whatever that means for you, for right now, whether that's, doing something that gives you, some type of, something that's therapeutic for you. I know for me, it can be reading a book or, just taking 10 to 15 minutes out of the day to read something, just detox from social media or, working out. I'm a fitness enthusiast as well. So, whatever you can do, in this time to kind of protect your peace and, just kind of break away, from, some things that may be overwhelming. I say do that. And I feel like that is going to help you become more productive. It's going to give your mind more rest and, just be more at ease to be productive and accomplish your goals and get things done, the way you want it to be done, because, you can't do and be as productive, for yourself, for your family, for, your professional life, if you're running on E. So that's my thing, man.
I like that, man. Hey, protect your peace. That's one of my favorite phrases. And I've been saying that for a couple of years now. I'm always looking to protect my peace, man. So I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. What I want to leave y'all with in is, listen, you are in control. You're in control. So no matter what's going on around you, don't let anybody tell you that you're not in control or the circumstances around you dictate what you can and cannot do. No matter what, as long as you are living and breathing on this planet, you have control. Your attitude will determine your altitude and where you go. So it can be a storm around you, and if you can maintain a good attitude, you can get out of that storm. You can move through it, and you'll see the opportunity to do that if you keep the right attitude. So the problem that many of us have is while the storm is going on around us, we're so engulfed in the storm itself, and we're not taking control. And that's the biggest problem that many of us have. So just understand that you are in control. Take control, keep the right attitude, keep pushing, and you will get to where you want to go.
Woo! I like it, man. That's deep right there. I hope y'all listened to my boy, man, because I feel like he was talking to me just now. So that's good, man. It's real too, you are in control. As Cam said, you are in control of you, and focus on that. Focus on what you can control, and not so much as things that's beyond your control, right? Because it's going to happen regardless. Things that are beyond your control. So don't give that any attention, and focus on the things that you can, man. That's real good stuff, man. I appreciate it, Cam.
Facts. No, I appreciate you, Doc. And hey, as we wrap up, man, tell the people where they can find you at on social.
Absolutely. So, on IG, the handle is at GREGWILS. It's all together. No underscores, no periods, no nothing like that. Again, it's at GREGWILS. And that's on IG. That's also my Twitter handle. I updated my new Twitter, so please follow me on IG and Twitter.
Nice, nice. Yeah, and y'all can follow me on IG and Twitter at CamMayes33. That's CamMayes33 on both handles, Twitter and IG. That's my handle. I do have a Facebook, but don't friend request me because I probably will deny it.
Same. Nah.
But all jokes aside, hey, it was a blast talking to you all today. Hey, Greg, as always, man, love talking to you, bro.
Likewise, man. And also, guys, be on the lookout for the City of Savages podcast. We will be creating a page for that. And you'll be getting an update on that as well. Not only, you know, should we have, you know, something on social media, but you'll be getting the website update as well. But we just wanted to, you know, talk to you guys and introduce ourselves and let you know what this is all about. We hope that, you know, you get as much out of it as we will, because like I said, we're looking forward to it. We thank you guys so much for just blessing us with your presence and listening and tuning in. And we appreciate y'all, man. I'm excited. And I appreciate you too, Cam, man, for real.
For sure, man. Hey, like Greg said, we're trying to make this thing more than just a podcast. It's trying, we want to make it a movement. So, hey, join the page when we get it up. Follow us on Twitter and IG. Follow what we're doing, because this thing is only going to get bigger. We're going to be bringing you a lot of info, a lot of good stuff, a lot of insights, and some guests that you'll be glad to know. So thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next time. Peace.